Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. We want to sit at your right hand and your left hand when you come into your glory. James and John are brothers among the inner circle of the followers of Jesus. They know that Jesus is the Messiah, the one who has been promised. They have given up everything to follow Jesus, and they want to know that there will be some reward for them. They want to share in the prestige and the power and the success that they believe to be in store for the Messiah. They may know who Jesus is, but they don't understand what it means to be the Messiah. They don't understand what it means for them to be his followers. Just before this conversation, and some verses that we did not read, Jesus has been telling his disciples for the third time that to be the Messiah means walking into suffering and death. He has told them that in Jerusalem he will be put to death and then rise again. But each time it is clear that the disciples simply don't understand. They aren't willing to accept that this is Jesus' fate or their own. And so once again, Jesus tries to explain to the disciples that to be great in God's realm means becoming a servant. Author and educator Debbie Thomas writes, "What James and John and all the disciples fail to understand is that service in the kingdom of God is not a second-class means to a first-class end. Service is the end. Service is abundance. Service is power. Service is glory. By all means, aspire to glory, but remember that glory in God's kingdom is an exercise in subtraction. It is a movement downwards. It's the generous and perpetual expending of oneself in love." And then Jesus tells his disciples one more thing. "For the Son of Man, the Messiah, has come to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus is telling the disciples that his death and resurrection will save them from powers of oppression, from demonic powers, and from death itself. And not just them, but many. The death and resurrection of Jesus will save all God's people through all of time. As the prophet Isaiah says, "Death will be swallowed up, and God will wipe away all the tears from their eyes." So what does this mean for us who would be followers of Jesus? It means, on the one hand, that we are invited, called, even required to live as servants. To follow Jesus is to follow him in a way of self-giving love. And it also means that our salvation is not dependent on how well or how poorly we serve, on how well or how poorly we follow. Our eternal salvation is a gift of God, promised by God, completed by God in Jesus. And our response to that gift of grace is to give our lives following Jesus in love for one another. Now I'm going to switch gears just a bit. Today is the day that we begin our fall stewardship campaign, or in plain non-church English, our fundraising appeal. The theme for the campaign this year is God is faithful, looking back in gratitude, looking forward in hope. This year, All Saints celebrates our 60th anniversary of ministry here on Albuquerque's West Side. And we look back with gratitude at all the ways God has been faithful to us. And even in the midst of sweeping changes in culture and church life, we look forward with hope because we trust in God's continuing faithfulness and steadfast love for us. We trust that God isn't finished with us yet. Friends, I will admit to you that as I prepared to preach this week on the theme, God is faithful, I struggled. I believe with all my heart that God is faithful and filled with steadfast love and grace. And in the midst of all that is happening in our world, I struggled to find evidence. We are overwhelmed with stories and images of war and violence around the world and close to home. We are besieged with news of polarizing election season in which both sides are trying to convince us that their defeat will bring devastating consequences. And many of us are living with a great deal of anxiety about election outcomes. We are inundated with stories and images of natural disasters, hurricanes and floods, wildfires and drought. Things are a mess out there. But my friends, things have always been a mess in this world. There have been wars and violence. There have been predictions of doom. There have been pandemics and disasters. And God has continued to love and shepherd God's people. What's more, God has continued to call God's people to service in the midst of that mess. I was reminded again this week of Julian of Norwich, who lived during a time of warfare and plague, who suffered personally from serious, debilitating illness, and yet who gave constant witness to the love and presence of God in her life and in the world. As a young woman, Julian became very ill, and she experienced a series of visions. When she recovered, she committed her life to God as an anchoress, which means that she committed to living out the rest of her life in a single room attached to St. Julian's Church. She wrote her visions of divine love so that everyone would understand what God had shown her. And she counseled people who came to her cell to visit her. She gave herself to a life of service and prayer. She wrote these words from her visions. If there is anywhere on earth a lover of God who is always kept safe, I know nothing of it, for it was not shown to me. But this was shown, that in falling and rising again, we are always kept in that same precious love. And thus our good Lord answered to all the questions and doubts I might make, saying full comfortably, I may make all things well. I can make all things well. I will make all things well. And I shall make all things well. And thou shalt see thyself that all manner of things shall be well. And Julian wrote, anytime we look at our Maker with love, our importance in our own eyes diminishes, and we are filled with awe and humility and love for others. Julian's words, alongside those words of promise and hope we read from Isaiah, brought me back this week to that feeling of trust in God's faithfulness and steadfast love and promise. Not that there won't be struggles, but that God will be present with us throughout our struggles. Indeed, one way that I've experienced God's faithfulness throughout my adult life has been in the work of preaching. There have been many weeks when I have wrestled with scripture and the world and wondered what I could possibly say. But if I keep showing up, God keeps showing up. And the Holy Spirit brings me some good news, and I try to share that with you. And that's all I can ask. I and many of us here have also known God's faithfulness through the gift of community, and particularly this congregation. Here, we experience the presence of God in worship and fellowship. Here, we get to practice together what it means to serve through the many ministries of this church, by feeding, clothing, and housing people in need, by serving in worship, running tech, leading in song, by serving one another in hospitality, in mutual care, in learning and growing together, in the administration of church business. And by serving, and we serve also by generously sharing our financial resources to support all of this ministry that we do together. We know that we have this place, this community, only because of the financial support of our members and friends. But we also know that we give not just because the church needs it, but because we need it. It is an act of trust and faith to recognize that all we have belongs to God, and that to give away some of what we have. Because giving is a form of service, and it is a joyful expression of gratitude for God's love and faithfulness. So, my friends, even the annual stewardship sermon is good news, because it is a gift of grace to have a place like this to support with our generosity. And it is a gift of grace to be called to serve. We come together here for worship, to serve, to give, not because it will save us. Jesus has already done that. But we want to live as followers of Jesus. And we know that service is abundance. Service is power. Service is glory. Glory in God's kingdom is the generous and perpetual expending of oneself in love. And we trust that in God's love and faithfulness, all manner of things shall be well. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.